B-Pod Studios.
From the Plato's Closet Studios.
Are you ready?
This is WNKS, WNKS HD1 Charlotte.
There's no stopping us right
now. The Media Group Station. Home of the Mani, Roy, and Loren Morning Show.
Turn it up.
Kiss 95.1.
You guys are great. I just started listening to you guys last year. And believe it or not, I still don't know what y'all look like.
Don't look.
It might disappoint you.
This is Charlotte's Morning Show. Mani, Roy, and Loren. Kiss 95.1.
Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
Welcome to your June 10th episode, Wednesday, of the Mani, Roy, and Loren Show.
Yeah.
I sure appreciate everybody tuning in and telling your friends about the Mani, Roy, and Loren Show.
You know, we're always trying to grow the family.
Yes.
So every time you tell someone, it really, we do love it. We love it. We don't offer any kickbacks.
No.
It's not like we give referrals, but we do appreciate it.
I do remember, though, when I first started in radio in Little Rock, Arkansas in like 1998, our owners had, they were private owners. You know, they owned just like four stations and a TV station. And the guy had, like, a lot of wealth, the owner, and we did a whole We'll Buy You to Listen campaign. And okay. We had, like, $1,000 a week to break down any way we wanted. And so we were giving people $100, like, every time you called, you got $100.
What?
Yes. It was crazy. And then eventually the money started getting tight, and it went down to 50. And so we were like, hey, we're going to hook you up with $50. The guy goes, how come the guy yesterday got $100?
Yeah. That's the way it goes. Yeah. Tell people about us.
Yeah.
I like how you're trying to buy their love and you still upset them.
I know. It's still not enough. Well, if you can tell, maybe you can't tell, Roy is back in the bunker today as expected after a lot of activity for my family. My family came in from Chicago and New Jersey yesterday. They're not staying with me, but I did post a video on Insta of them screaming and yelling at each other.
Just enough to scare the crap out of me.
Right. And then producer Nicole posted a video of herself having some fun with some friends last night. And then Roy is back in the bunker.
Listen, it's okay. I'm responsible for me, and I don't, you know, you guys do what y'all want, but I'm here because I'm not getting coronavirus.
Did Sterling get to you yesterday?
No.
No, okay. I didn't know, because sometimes you're like, oh, it's all good, and then Sterling will be like, dude, think about it.
No. Okay. I don't even think he knows that you guys had a lot going on. I was just thinking about it. I was like, let's just err on the side of caution. You know, I'm on immune suppressant stuff.
Yeah.
Why not?
I saw some guy that works for Live Nation, which is the concert company that throws all the big concerts at the, you know, basically any concert you go to is typically a Live Nation concert.
Sure.
He was like a lighting guy. And somebody that I know that's in the industry posted an article from him that said he's going to be keeping an eye on the next couple weeks because basically from March 20th right through early May, there's been no large gatherings. And now since Memorial Day and protesting, there's been large gatherings. And he's going to keep an eye to see, you know, what happens if there's any major spikes or... You know, if it then opens up the ability to say, hey, we can maybe do a concert for 2,500 people.
Oh, for sure.
You know?
And I've said this before. If there's not a huge spike after the protest and Memorial Day weekend, because what we saw during Memorial Day weekend was just people not caring at all about social distancing, then I'm not going to care anymore. I'm going to be like, this is a fraud. This is a joke. And I'll come out from hiding.
I don't know if you have to call it a fraud and a joke. I think you could just say, you know, maybe the people that, you know, maybe some of us are just, our immune systems can fight it, you know? Maybe we've been around people, maybe we can fight it. Maybe unfortunately the people that couldn't, you know, rest their souls, there's over 100,000 of them. You know what I mean, though? But anyway, the concert industry is chomping at the bit to get back, you know? So I just thought that was an interesting article, but... Anyway, I got one more thing for you. If you have a day in 30 seconds, Roy, go ahead. Did I lose you? Oh, there you are.
No, I'm back.
Yeah,
I'm
if bad. You have a day in 30 seconds, go ahead, because I got something funny I want to tell you about that happened on the way in.
Okay. So, So my day in 30 seconds is I did the ultimate dinner fail where I had like a whole big dinner planned. And then I realized that I didn't thaw anything out. And I'm sure everyone's done that at some point in their life, but I typically never screw up that bad. I thought you could cook it from frozen. You can't.
What was it?
It was a pizza.
Oh.
I thought you could just throw the pizza in, but I guess because it had so many toppings on it, you had to thaw it first, which was new to me. So, because you buy frozen pizzas all the time at the store. Like, what's the big deal?
Right.
But this was made by a local company. And so the instructions on it was like, you have to thaw it 24 hours before putting it in to ensure that all the meats are cooked. And so I'm like, oh, well, we're screwed because.
So what'd you do?
We found whatever microwavable things that we have leftovers in our fridge. Like, I think Sterling had French fries from 3 days ago mixed in with some rice and something else.
Oh, there you go.
I had mainly Cheez-Its for dinner. Like, it was such a fail.
Dude, that's funny. I know. Those take-and-bake pizzas get tricky, man.
I know. I had never heard of that. Like, what do you mean you got to thaw a pizza?
My mom put the pizza in with the cardboard a couple weeks ago into the oven. And she's like, I smelled burning, so I took it out. I go, yeah, you got to take it off the cardboard.
I've done that.
Yeah. So this morning I was coming in from South Charlotte, like the Waxhaw area, so I 485, and you know, it's my normal ride for the last 8 years. I've always come that way, so I know what speed to go that's safe, and you know, I kind of know what lanes to be in at this point.
Mm-hmm.
So I always love it because I go a pretty good clip above, and I always love when someone passes me because that means they're going really fast. Like, I go fast, but they're going really fast. Well, I got on today, and right as I got on, I saw CMPD in the left-hand lane driving. And so I'm kind of in the middle lane doing slower than, you know, what I normally do. But this jackass comes flying up behind me, you know, and I'm like, oh, this is going to be good. And then he gets around me. And as he gets around me, he flies up to the cop. You know, he can't tell it's a cop car. He flies up to the cop car, then has to jam on his brakes.
Oh,
and I drive by him. And Roy, the cop drove all the way from there to here. And I got to witness that about 10 times. And I absolutely love when somebody comes flying past you because they think you're going too slow. And then they realize that there's a cop and they all have to slow down.
Yeah.
Oh, I love it. Oh, it made my drive in so entertaining this morning. I was like, get off of my butt. Go, go, go.
And there's nothing more beautiful when they fly by you and you see their blue lights turn on. You're like, get them.
Yeah.
Get them.
I saw that one time. Yep. I saw some guy flying. And then the cop was right behind him, and he's pulled over in, like, a Lamborghini or something. But
I love it.
Oh, man, do we have a good show for you today. So much to do. Of course, our frontline signs. We'll give you an update on that. We got to talk to Megan today, who's she wants something back from her ex-husband. The divorce was just finalized a couple weeks ago, but he's not giving it back. It was supposed to be a quarantine court because they were cordial, and he doesn't want to come on. So we're just going to have her on, and she'll explain it at 7:50. Roy's got a new restaurant coming. We'll tell you about that. And yesterday, we did this segment, Who Are You Named After? And we posted on socials, and we got so many funny answers, Roy. We've got to get to this coming up at 6:20, all right?
Okay.
It's Maney, Roy, and Loren. This is KISS 95.1.
Welcome to the Maney, Roy, and Loren Morning Show.
Got to get up.
Hey, KISS 95.1, who is this?
Hey.
This is Charlotte's Morning Show. Maney, Roy, and Loren. KISS 95.1.
The fun we have when you guys share stories with us is amazing. Yesterday's segment, we were trying to help Loren come up with a name of her baby, but that has since been released and it's gone public. Roy, let everyone know what the newest member of Loren's family's name is.
The name is Jackson.
Jackson.
Jackson is the name. Although I do think that she was lying about the whole, oh, there's no name yet.
Oh, really?
I do.
I've asked her to jump on her mic at home if she can at some point this week, and we can, of course, get right back into our old ways. Congratulate her and then hammer her.
I think she was afraid that we were going to come on the radio and immediately tell, which we wouldn't. We would have waited.
Yeah.
But we just wanted to know. But she kept saying, well, we don't have a name yet. Meanwhile, she comes home, and there's a whole produced sign with the baby's name on it.
I know, and it's Jackson, J-A-X-S-O-N, Jack. Right. And then his nickname will be Jax.
Yeah.
But the interesting thing is, going back months ago now, someone said, I think someone texted in and said, ooh, Loren's baby is definitely going to start with a J. And we read this text on the air. And she goes,
that's a weird thing to say.
She goes, why does she think that? And the person texted back, because Loren just made, like, said, well, what if I name my kid three names and they all begin with a J? And so the listener picked up on that. She goes, oh, Loren's thinking of a J name. All three examples she just gave of potential names started with a J. And Loren looked at us and she was like, oh my God, like she was right. So I just started jokingly, without knowing, was calling the baby Jackson.
Yeah, I know.
Because of that text and because of that information that we had, I was just joking like, oh, it starts with a J. It's got to be Jackson. And it turned out to be Jackson. So yeah, whoever sent that text, I know she was mad at me, but whoever sent that text was really, really smart to pick up on that, because I didn't, and I wouldn't have been that smart. But we posted yesterday after a conversation we had around 7, who were you named after? And we got so many funny messages. Wednesday Watkins said, I'm named after Wednesday from the Addams Family. Let's see. My daughter is named Antonia after Dylan McKay's ill-fated wife, Tony, on 90210.
Okay. I have no clue about that.
I know. Believe me, us 90210, us 90210 fans know who that is.
Okay.
Allie said, I was named after a jazz dancer that was dancing on the Jay Leno show the night I was born. Her name was Allison.
What?
Yes.
Named her after a jazz dancer? Okay.
Leo. I'm Leonardo from the Ninja Turtles. My sister's Ariel from Little Mermaid. And my sister's Kyra from The Lion King 2, Simba's daughter.
Okay.
Kimberly was named after Kimberly Clark Paper Products.
I've never even heard of Kimberly Clark Paper Products.
They're the competitor to Dunder Mifflin.
You're right. Yeah.
She said, Mom told me once she saw it as a child and she was going to name her daughter that. Let's see. My friend's sister is Jacqueline Daniel, because the night she was conceived, too much Jack Daniels was involved. These are all messages we got on at the MRO show on our Insta. My son Hayden, after Hayden Fox from the TV show Coach. Let's see. There's a bunch of good ones. My twins are named after two Dragon Ball Z characters, Kai and Broly.
Okay.
Any of these ringing a bell?
So well enough. No, not, everything you're saying doesn't really ring a bell.
You're not going to like this. Okay. My mom was a big fan of Who's the Boss, so I'm named after Alyssa Milano.
Who's the Boss?
My middle son, my middle name is Gage from Pet Sematary. Yes, I know Gage. Gage is the little boy who gets run over by a truck in Pet Sematary. Oh, this is awesome. I'm sorry, bud, that you're too young to know any of this stuff. Well, here's one. I was named after Demi Moore. You know that.
Okay. Great.
Amelia here. Not after Amelia Earhart. Nope. The hurricane that hit Galveston, Texas. I'm trying to see if there's anything. Harrison after Harrison Ford. My husband was a huge Indiana Jones fan.
Just Roy named after my dad. But I do love the idea that everyone's named after, like, obscure TV shows. That cracks me up.
Well, it's funny because they're obscure to you, but they were big. Like, that shows you where our audience is age-wise, right? Yeah. I mean, late 80s, early 90s, that's when they were having kids, or that's when they were born. It's interesting stuff. All right, Roy, you got a kitchen coming. That's right. Roy's Kitchen is coming to NOTA. Did you hear this?
What?
There's a place called Roy's Kitchen, and it's coming to NOTA.
Okay.
And it's got a really cool story behind it that actually has nothing to do with our Roy. We'll talk about it coming up in less than 10.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
K95.1, it's the Manny Roy, the Red Morning Show.
That was Louis Capaldi. I got to chat with him on a Zoom interview yesterday. Roy, you were supposed to be there too, but you couldn't make it.
No, I ran too late.
But I had a great chat with Louis. Awesome dude. I had a really embarrassing moment, though, where I set up my computer, where I typically do Zooms, or if we did an Insta Live interview like we've been doing since lockdown. We've been doing it with a lot of artists. I had a really cool painting as my background.
Okay.
And my laptop was dying, so I really just needed to use this area for. But there was Amanda took the painting off the wall.
Oh, so it was just a plain background?
With two nails. sticking out of the wall where the painting used to be. And we're supposed to put pictures of our kids up. Well, we haven't done that yet. The frames aren't here yet. So I take a picture of Cam Newton. That says, to Maney, thanks for all the support, Cam Newton. I put that up. I take a picture of me featured in Ballantine magazine from 2013. It's a
cup.
Oh,
my gosh.
I put that up. But it looks so small on the Zoom. And then Lewis comes on. He's got all this kick-ass stuff in his background. And I go,
why do you always worry about what's behind you when you do a video chat?
I think I don't know. It's a big deal.
It's not.
Especially when you're doing these interviews, you want to, you know, I'm trying to be cool and trying to, you know, be in the business, Roy.
We're not cool.
I'm trying to be.
We're barely in the business.
Bottom feeders. Lewis had a great background, and I did have an awesome conversation with him, including a question that we love asking, which is, like, when you come up with a song or a riff, who do you run it past to see if it's good enough or should, you know, you're onto something, and he gave us really two good, huge artists that he runs that past. So that'll be up at kiss951.com. I want to tell you, though, but you haven't seen this. Roy's Kitchen and Patio is coming to Noda. Congratulations.
I would love to talk about my restaurant.
Oh, I love you guys. I hear you every morning. You guys make my day. Oh, my God.
I'm a huge fan of your show. I've been listening to it for a long time.
Say I love you guys in Spanish for us.
Lo quiero mucho, muchachos.
Charlotte's Morning Show. Maney, Roy, and Loren. Kiss 95.1.
So I am going to have a restaurant opening up.
There's a restaurant. It's called Roy's Kitchen and Patio, and I can only assume that a media mogul like yourself has to be behind this in Noda.
Well, you know, I do fund quite a few, business endeavors.
And you don't do it anonymously. You want full credit.
Yeah. My name has to be on everything. No, I'm not tied to this at all.
Roy's Kitchen and Patio, with a targeting date, opening date of late June, is going to soon join Noda's booming food scene, according to this article from the Charlotte Observer. The story behind Roy's Kitchen and Patio sets it apart from a lot of other restaurants opening in town. It's kind of a sad story with a happy ending, says Courtney, one of the owners of Roy's Kitchen and Patio. Let's see. She goes on to say it's about the restaurant's another one of her partners, Dennis Roy Grant, the former owner of Mango's, another restaurant's from Jamaica. He's an electrician by trade but grew up working in kitchens, and his lifelong dream was to have his own restaurant. Now he's going to work alongside the staff at Roy's Kitchen and Patio as both the chef in the back of the house and checking in the guests in the front, which is really cool. I love when somebody has a dream to do something and then it comes true.
Yeah.
Noda has Southern food, obviously, with a lot of Latin American food, Mexican food, and Roy's Kitchen and Patio has an impressive lineup with Jamaican and Caribbean food.
Yeah, rotisserie with an island fare, it appears, their website.
Oh, yeah.
Likes to say.
With great cocktails, too, by the way.
Noda's great.
It's the old Mango's. And they've just changed the name, and they've changed the name after the chef, which is really cool.
Well, it kind of puts me in a spot if I ever want to open up a restaurant. I can't, because we already got Roy's Kitchen and Patio.
I like this. A lot of stuff in-house is made from old family recipes from Roy's family. Did you know that, Roy?
Well, you know, our Southern cooking.
It's funny. Anyway, I saw that. And did you see the picture of it? Roy's Kitchen and Patio, baby.
That's pretty cool.
I know.
That's pretty cool. I wish I was a part of it, because all that sounds delicious, but I'm definitely not.
You got to go, though, for sure.
I know.
Roy's Kitchen.
The food, the photos of it is amazing.
And it gets better. Roy's Kitchen and Patio will have indoor dining and a back area deck. They're in the process of building a huge back patio area. You can expect community tables and games like cornhole, ping pong, and guess what? They're dog friendly.
Oh, outside on the patio?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's cool.
The tables, of course, will be 6 feet apart. Staff members will have masks on. They'll be wearing gloves. But there's a little plug, free plug for Roy's Kitchen. That's really, really smart.
Yeah.
Coming up next hour, we're going to talk about Lorenz. There's a new restaurant opening up in Huntersville called the Ren Spot.
Right.
So what
people and Maney's coming out with Maney's mayonnaise.
Yeah, mayonnaise. What these advertisers have done is they figured out a way to get free mentions on the radio.
Yeah, that's all he's done. Like, well, Roy's a common famous name here in the Charlotte area. We'll just roll with it.
Oh, man. So my family's in from out of town, and I went over there last night, and we had a conversation. Spaghetti dinner's tonight. Last night we just did wings.
Okay.
Because for some reason we thought pickup would be easier than my mom making the spaghetti. Okay. And it wasn't. It just was a disaster. Like, my cousin had questions. I'm like, what questions do you have about Buffalo Wild Wings? They're in every state.
You should know the menu.
Right. Wings, hot, jerk chicken, what do you want? So my brother was telling a funny story. I was overhearing a story about something his friend's dog did. And it got me thinking, like, there's so many pets out there that have a hidden talent that would make us laugh if you told us about it. So start thinking about that, Roy, if you have a pet. I know Callie.
She can lay pretty well.
Yeah, and she eats like a champ. But no, there's other people out there that have pets that can do something clever. And that's what we want to hear from you at 704-570-9595. You can also DM us or text us at the MRL show.
Maybe your dog can go grab you a beer. How cool is that?
Yes. There's dogs like that. There's a couple that I know, and I want to share this one story. There's something really funny that my brother's friend's dog did. We'll get into that coming up after 7. And hopefully at some point this hour, Loren said that she might turn the mic on, pop in and say hi to everybody. And we'll find out all the details about her new baby boy, Jackson.
This is the MRL Morning Show with Maney, Roy, and Loren on KISS 95.1.
Has a special talent, a special skill. We want to hear from you. 704-570-9595. I wish I could participate. I wish my dog was cool.
What about your other dog that you grew up with, Wishbone? Does he do anything cool?
No.
He doesn't die.
Although, yeah, he's been alive forever. Although he's blind right now and he can navigate pretty well blind.
Isn't that funny? Some dogs do that.
Yeah, occasionally he'll, like, bark at the wall or something, thinking it's another dog, and he'll run into things. But outside that, he, for the most part, like, as long as they don't move the furniture, and that's probably the biggest fear. My parents can't reorganize the furniture because he has, like, a system.
Yeah.
So that's pretty cool.
Well, but tell everyone, though, because Wishbone in 2016 wasn't supposed to still be here.
No, so I don't know, it was like pancreatitis. There's a lot of things that was wrong with him, and he went to the vet, and the vet gave us morphine and said, you know, here's to make him comfortable. He's not going to make it through the weekend. And so I went up to Roanoke. We went to go bury, you know, get everything ready to bury my dog, for my dog to pass. Y'all, he's still alive. He made it through the weekend.
What a talent. So my family is in, and I overheard my brother telling a story about how he went to a friend's house back in the day, and they were sitting watching TV, and the doorbell rang, and nobody really did anything. And so my brother turns to his friend and goes, "You gonna get that?" And the friend, without even like looking at him, was still watching TV and goes, "Ah, that's just our dog Rusty. He wants in." And like nobody went and let him in. Eventually the mom came. Like he said there was two more doorbell rings.
He got up and read the doorbell. That's
so
awesome.
Funny, like so nonchalantly. Oh, that's just Rusty. He wants in. Roy, line 8 is Erica in Matthews. Good morning, Erica. Hi, Erica. Go ahead. What's going on? What do you got? You have a cat that does something.
I have a psycho cat. She's crazy. And she loves for you to shoot Nerf guns, and she will go get the bullets and bring it back to you. But you have to keep doing it, and she will do it for hours and hours.
Oh, you have got to bring that cat to my house. My son Dean and his friends have Nerf guns for days.
Yeah, she would love it.
That's so funny. Yeah, I mean, listen, this is not just about dogs. Erica's proving that the cats can get involved on this, too.
They're way smarter.
Yeah.
Exactly, yep.
Thanks, Erica. Have a great day, okay?
Thanks.
All right. Let's see. Someone said that they do their laundry. They bring it downstairs and leave their laundry in a bag at the bottom of the steps, and their dog drags it to the laundry room.
Really? Like, how do you even teach that?
I don't know.
Because that's amazing. If you could teach your dog to do chores, how?
I think, though, if I can just dissect it a little bit, Roy, maybe the dog likes to pull stuff and likes tug of war. So then you just use the bag and you show him, you know, pull it, pull it, pull it. And then you teach the dog, well, pull it over here and you're a good boy. You get a treat. Next thing you know, you got a dog that's pulling your laundry for you. Now, if you could teach the dog to throw it in, that'd be awesome.
You know what talent I wish my dog had? Not freaking out over a storm. It poured the rain last night. You would have thought my dog was experiencing the end of the world. And I'm like, calm down.
We got a lot of people on hold and not a lot of dogs. We want to hear from you. What trick or what's something clever that your dog can do? 704-570-9595. Mark the Gas Man's on, Roy.
Hey, Mark.
Hey, good morning. What's going on, fellas?
Hey, buddy, we're doing well. So tell us about that talented animal of yours.
Yeah, so I got a friend lives at Myrtle Beach, and she's got this coolest cat. Yeah, she pushes the cat around in a baby stroller, for starters, so that's pretty cool in itself. But the best part is the cat actually uses the guest bathroom and will actually get up, sit on the commode, and use the toilet.
Oh, just like the movie. What was that?
Meet the Parents. Jinxie
Meet
Cat.
The Parents. Yep.
Yeah, Jinxie Cat could do the same thing.
If she could only try her to flush the toilet, she'd be all set.
Thanks, Mark. My neighbor, when I grew up in New Jersey, had a golden retriever, and when they would open the door, they would say, go get the paper, and the dog would pick the paper up from the bottom of the driveway when you used to get the papers thrown. What ended up happening was my mom would go to get the paper and the paper wouldn't be at our driveway. My neighbor would go get the paper and the paper wouldn't be at the driveway. The dog was taking everybody's paper off of everyone's driveways and bringing it down to the neighbor.
Oh, that's funny.
Yep. Let's see.
I just taught Callie how to actually bring the ball back to me.
Oh, good.
When we throw it. Yeah, before she would just grab it and go play with the ball by herself. And I'm like, no, bring it back. Let's be working together here.
Right. You're not walking for it.
No.
No, bring it back to me. That's good. That's good to teach her that. That's fun. 980 texted in and said, when my dog doesn't want a certain toy, she'll put it back in her toy box.
Oh, that's great.
Hey, Nicole, you have something cool at your house. You have the ability through an app to give Finley a treat, which I find interesting.
Yeah, it's the... It's called the Furbo camera. My dad got it for me for 1 year, and it's kind of just like a at-home security. You can see kind of just like a camera, but it's made for dogs because it's got a talkback feature, and you just press a little button, and it gives a little noise, and Finley knows that a treat's coming, so he'll come and stand in front of it and go get his treat.
Oh, that's funny. I love that. Yeah, she goes, you want to give Finley a treat? Push this button. And I'm like, oh, my God, this is so cool. We're in the studio. Finley's miles away. We can give him a treat. All right,
I wonder what he's thinking. You know, like, why? What is this? Like,
yeah, because normally he's just passed out on the couch when it happened. So it must be like a dream to him.
Yeah. He's like, I've heard conversations from people that say there's no God, but I believe there really is a God, and it's this thing right here that's giving me treats.
He used to call me on my cell phone.
Don't ever answer your phone. It could be the Senseless Bureau calling.
He used to call me on my cell phone.
Now, Roy's random survey from the Senseless Bureau.
Hello?
Brian.
Yeah.
Hey, Brian. Hey, it's Mr. Brown, U.S. Senseless Bureau. How are you?
I'm fine. What is this regarding? Where are you calling from?
Bri, U.S. Census Bureau. Got to get through the census questions here for the government. Takes about 30 seconds. We do it once every 10 years.
Oh, really? For the population of my area?
Well, that's not my specific division. There's other people that do that. I'm more of the questionnaire that's Form C3B2-C on the back of Form 2T. All right? In subsection B.
Well, I know this was a thing that you guys, like, call us. How did you even get my number? Well, I guess you are the government.
Yeah, we... Come on, Brian. You know that we know everything.
Okay, well, I mean, I got a couple minutes if you want to...
Yeah.
Shoot, go ahead, ask your
I'd love to steal those couple of minutes. Do you remember your wedding?
Yeah.
Okay, so you know the garter toss when you go and your wife's and you pull the thing down and then you throw it into the crowd of men?
Sure.
What do you think the guy does with it once he catches it? Do you think he keeps it, or?
That's actually kind of a funny story. My buddy who caught mine actually put it up on his rearview mirror in his car and totally forgot that he did that. And then when his wife got in the car, she's like, where is this from? And totally gave him a whole thing about it.
So, Brian, do you think that Cracker Jack should have more crackers or Jacks?
Clearly Jacks. I assume so. Jacks are the little popcorn pieces that have.
If it's called a walkie-talkie, why isn't it called? Why isn't like a vacuum called a pushy sucky?
Okay, now this is getting silly. What is this regarding again? This is getting silly.
This is not getting silly. What instrument do you play on the bandwagon?
I don't play an instrument.
Now, with you and your wife, at one point in the relationship, do you stop holding in the farts?
Oh, my God.
Who is this? Is that Kevin? Is that you, Kevin?
No.
Kevin, stop this. This is payback. I know it.
Listen, let's get back to the American legal system. Would you support a law banning diabetic kids from trick-or-treating?
Oh, my God. I am not even getting close to answering that. Who is this?
I want to test out your knowledge. Do numbers not divisible by two seem odd to you?
Okay, I'm going to hang up now.
That one went over your head, didn't it, Barbara?
I'm this
math.
Yes, Roy Senseless Survey. You get them Mondays and Tuesdays at 7:20. I'm sorry, Mondays and Wednesdays at 7:20. And since we're staying on a little longer, you get it a bonus hour in the 9. So we love those. In fact, we got a text message from someone, Roy, who said, thank you for Roy's senseless survey. This is from Monday. I literally had the worst morning ever and didn't think I'd smile at all. But here I am laughing at Roy's senseless questions. You guys are the best.
Yay. I'm glad you find it just as stupid and silly as I do. That's wonderful.
All right. We got to play Can't Beat Loren, but we're doing something different since Ren's on maternity leave with her new baby boy, Jackson.
Yes, yesterday on the show, we had Tori play against someone on Can't Beat Loren, and Tori won. She got them all correct, so we're going to have Tori back on the show, and we're going to play Can't Beat Loren with someone else.
Now, it's time for Can't Beat Loren.
Bring it.
On Kiss 95.1.
Okay, we've got Andrew from Waxhaw, never played before, and Tori, our returning champ from yesterday. Roy, Tori got all five correct yesterday, right?
She did, and this is going to be wonderful because since Loren is gone, we still need people to defend her honor, and that's what we're doing here.
All right. Andrew, Tori, are you guys ready to play Can't Beat Loren?
Yes, I'm ready. Let's go.
All right, Tori, I'm going to put you back on hold, okay? We're going to let Andrew go first.
All right,
here we go. Andrew in Waxhaw, never played before Roy. Let's see how he does. Mm-hmm. Daniel Radcliffe responded to J.K. Rowling's anti-trans tweet and came to her defense. He played what character in the movies that brought her books to life? Daniel Radcliffe, the actor, do you know?
Harry Potter.
Question two, Katy Perry reveals that Harry Styles was a total gentleman when they were on a plane together. She said she was pregnant, and he got up immediately and offered his seat to Katy Perry. Katy Perry is pregnant with whose child? Who's baby daddy?
I don't know.
Question three. James Corden thanked the BTS Army with a previously unreleased Carpool Karaoke. What network does the Late Late Show air on?
CBS.
Lollapalooza is officially canceled. Last year's headlining act was this breakup with your girlfriend pop star. Who is that?
Ariana Grande.
Question five. Spice Girl Mel C spoke out on how extremely proud she is of Billie Eilish for using her platform for good. Which Spice Girl is married to the soccer player David Beckham?
I don't know.
All right, we'll take Tori back.
It wasn't too bad.
No, not too bad, right?
Especially for your first time. Hey, Tori.
She's there. Tori?
Okay.
Oh, hey.
Hi, Tori. Andrew got three correct, so here we go.
Oh.
All right, here we go, Tori. Let's see how you do. Daniel Radcliffe responded to J.K. Rowling's anti-trans tweet by coming to her defense. He played what character in the movies that brought her books to life?
Harry Potter.
That's right, 1-1.
Katy Perry reveals that Harry Styles was a total gentleman when they were on the same flight together. She told him she was pregnant, and he immediately gave up his seat for her. Who's her baby daddy?
Orlando Bloom?
That is correct. Unfortunately, Andrew did not know that one, though. 2-1.
All right, question 3. James Corden thanked the BTS Army with a previously unreleased Carpool Karaoke. What network does the Late Late Show air on?
Oh, God.
3-2?
ABC.
Okay.
That is incorrect, but Andrew got that correct. It's CBS. Currently, it's 2-2. We're tied.
Okay, 2-2. Tori, let's see if you can defend your crown. Lollapalooza is officially canceled. Last year's headlining act was this breakup with your girlfriend pop star. Her name is?
Ariana Grande.
That is correct. Currently 3-3.
And Spice Girl Mel C spoke out on how extremely proud she is of Billie Eilish for using her platform for good. Which Spice Girl is married to David Beckham, the soccer player?
Victoria Beckham.
That is correct. Unfortunately, Andrew did not know that one. Final score, 3-4. Tori, you win.
Barely.
Saved by question 5, Tori, but you get to defend your crown regardless. Andrew, there's one thing we need you to do before we get you out of here.
Okay, sounds good.
You have to say, I'm Andrew and I can't beat Tori.
I'm Andrew and I can't beat Tori.
All right, thanks, buddy.
Yep, no problem.
Tori, we'll see you back here tomorrow to defend your crown, okay?
So good. Bye, y'all.
All right. Thinking of Loren during Can't Beat Loren, she said she might pop on this hour. She's got that microphone at her house still. So hopefully, Roy, we'll hear from her in the next 30 minutes or so.
Yeah, if you missed the news, she named her baby Jackson. It's all over social media, and there's now photos up at the MRL show.
Yep, go check those out. We got to talk to Megan. Megan and her ex-husband are actually, things were going really well with their divorce to the point where they were going to do a quarantine court together. Then it turned and he decided he didn't want to come on the court. But we're still going to have Megan on because she wants something back from her ex-husband. And he's saying, no way, I'm not giving it to you. And she thinks he should. Wait till you guys hear what it is that she wants back. And we'll see who you side with.
This is Charlotte's Morning Show. Maney, Roy, and Loren at Kiss 95.1.
Hopefully, Loren, the new mother of a baby boy, will join us. She was going to feed baby Jackson, Roy, and then come on, pop on her microphone. So we'll let you know when that happens.
Okay, perfect.
What?
That's shocking. Did I just hear Loren?
I think so. Hold on a second.
we really did think that was happening now.
Okay.
Hey, there she is.
Hello.
Holy cow. Hold on one sec, okay, Loren? Hold on. Because we're excited that you're on. Hey, Megan.
Mm-hmm.
Megan, we want to talk to Loren real quick, but we also want to talk to you about what you want to get back from your ex-husband that he's not giving you. Can we just talk to Loren and come to you like in 10 minutes?
Absolutely.
Perfect. All right, we'll call you back. All right, we're going to call Megan back. This is way more important. Hello, Loren.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm okay. I'm just getting back into the swing of newborn life.
Yeah. Now, baby crying all night or no? I mean,
yeah. Last night was pretty good. We only got up like 3 times last night. But the night before, we were up all night at the hospital.
Okay.
But we were discharged. We're home.
We have so many questions. Where do we begin, Roy? What's the number one question that we have?
So I guess involving the name, or is that what you want to talk
about? Sure, we can go there.
Okay. Jackson, you at one point on the show, we're talking about how it was down to 2 names and that some people wanted one name, you wanted the other name. Is that the name that you wanted, or is that the name that other people wanted?
It's the name that I wanted.
I told you that's how that wasn't going to go.
You did. You really did. But yeah, I don't know. We just came down to it and we wanted to see him. And when we saw him, he looked more like a Jackson than a Colton. So
yeah,
we went with Jackson.
Oh, Colton was the other name?
Yeah.
Okay. What was the name that rhymed with rhino that Roy kept telling me?
He was just trying to throw you off.
Yeah, you did.
Because you kept saying Jackson, and I knew that was the name, and I was trying to do anything and everything to get you off that name.
I know. And, Loren, I told the story earlier this morning. The reason why I even said Jackson was because one day, a couple months ago, you mentioned some names, and they all began with a J, and a listener texted us and goes, ooh, Loren's thinking of a J name because she just said all the names that start with J, and you gave a look. Like, how did someone pick up on that? And then, jokingly, I always just said Jackson. Like, you and I never had the conversation. That's where you were going.
We really didn't. Roy and I had the conversation, but I had not had it with you, Manny.
And finally she goes, shut up, stop saying that. And I go, ooh, okay, I didn't know. All right, so we need, so that's good. Now take us back. You checked in Saturday night. You were going to be induced. You checked into the hospital at 9:30, but baby didn't come until when?
Baby did not come until 10:13 p.m. Sunday night. So I have to say, though, I had a really easy labor.
Really?
Like, breastfeeding is way harder than my delivery was.
I was about to say, what's up with you in these long labors? Like, my gosh.
But they were easy. Like, Cash, I don't want to say easy. Cash wasn't an easy delivery, but he was long and quasi-stress-free. But I labored for, like, 2.5 hours before I could get my epidural. And this time, I got my epidural before they broke my water, so I didn't labor as hard.
Okay.
And the baby, like, you push, baby came?
Yeah, like 20 minutes of pushing, and he was here.
Oh, my God. Amanda pushed for, like, 4 hours with Ruby. So that just shows you it's not that easy. That's good for you.
Yeah, no, I was really blessed to have a very stress-free labor this time.
And baby Jackson came into our lives 10:13. What's Jackson's middle name?
Joseph, after my dad.
Jackson Joseph Strager Marola.
Yeah. No, Strager.
Oh, okay.
Just Strager. But yeah, our son's middle names are super special to us. Cashton has Duke after Dallas's dad who passed away of cancer. And then Jackson has my dad's middle name who also passed away of cancer. So
that's really, really cool.
Yeah.
Okay, so are you back down to your weight? You excited? You ready to start drinking?
Oh, you're cute.
That is a good question. Have you drank alcohol yet?
I haven't. Okay. You know, I'm having a really hard time breastfeeding, and my milk's not coming in, to be honest with you. So I have an appointment today with Jackson at the doctor's office, but I just didn't want to do anything to, you know, mess with that.
Amanda got off breastfeeding pretty quick, too. It just wasn't her thing. And Ruby and Dean were both, you know, happy, healthy young kids. How does Cash like
hell, but
I know. Well, don't get bummed out if it doesn't. You know that. Yeah. How is Cash liking baby Jackson in the house?
Oh, my gosh. Guys, I have to send you a video. When they met, my heart exploded. Cash had the biggest smile on his face.
Aww.
He was so excited. He didn't know what to do, but he had the biggest smile on his face.
That's awesome.
That's so cute. I love that.
And then did you guys see our yard line sign that my mom got for us?
It's great.
Was that the baby?
Yeah.
Hi, Jackson. Welcome to Your Mom Does This Job, where she talks about her life on the radio.
Yeah.
Nicole, you want to say hi to Loren? Go ahead. She can hear you.
I love everything. Aww. Wait until you see the video of Cash meeting Jackson. You're going to love it.
I do want to ask you this. Did you tell us that there was no name because you were afraid that we were going to say it on the radio?
Because
I felt like you were afraid that we would be big blabbermouths.
Yeah, I was a little afraid because we hadn't told our family yet.
Yeah.
But we honestly didn't really make the decision until like 3 o'clock on Monday.
That's so interesting.
I know. And I thought for sure it was either that or you were going the other route where you were pulling the Meghan Markle card where like you announced the baby came and then you announced the name like 4 days later, which is a really cool celebrity move. And Roy and I were okay with either one.
Yeah, we just wanted to tell our family because everybody was asking.
Yeah.
And we were like, we don't even have an answer yet. Like, leave us alone. We'll let you know when we know.
Nah, amazing. Well, listen, you got the microphone there. We're going to let you get back to baby Jackson. And anytime you want, just text us and pop on and say hi.
All right, you guys got it.
You can literally interrupt segments just like you did because that was hilariously awesome.
I know. I'm so sorry. Yeah, I heard my name and I was walking by the desk and I was like, oh, this is me.
We were just talking about you and then we just hear your voice.
That's awesome. But let us know. This way, if we're talking bad about you, in all fairness, we know that you're listening.
Okay.
All right. We miss you. We love you. Send big kisses to Jackson.
Love you guys too.
Okay. All right. There's Loren, everybody, with an update on the baby. Baby and mommy are both healthy. And man, that's awesome.
This is Charlotte's Morning Show. Manny, Roy, and Loren. Kiss 95.1.
Let's bring in Megan here on the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show. Megan, thank you so much for taking a moment to pause while we talk to our Loren and get a baby update. I'm sure you were on edge, too, wondering how Loren was doing since she's had our baby boy, Jackson. So we were supposed to do something called quarantine court, where people are kind of quarantined together and we settle disputes between people. But things are it's not going to be really your traditional quarantine court.
No, the ex-husband backed out. I don't even want to say his name because he got kind of mean about it. So your ex-husband was supposed to come on. Last week he agreed to it. Now he's bailed, Megan. Good morning, and how are things going? Give us a little background on what's going on and why you're here.
Hi, all. I had to quarantine with my ex-husband. The divorce just became finalized about 3 weeks ago. don't ever quarantine with your soon-to-be ex-husband. Things are going pretty well. We honestly, it wasn't a messy divorce, and we agreed, you know, what's yours is yours, what's mine is mine, what we came into the wedding with, we're going to leave. It just wasn't exactly written out in the divorce paperwork, and I thought, he's a photographer, I thought that the pictures that he took, those private pictures, that counts as what's mine, that's my body, and
yeah,
that
so,
he should give them back.
So we didn't even explain that. Yeah, tell everyone, what is it that you want back, because we never even told everyone.
Oh, sorry. So my ex-husband is a professional photographer, and when we were together, he took some boudoir photos, I guess you could say, some artistic pieces that don't leave anything to the imagination, and I just would like those back, please.
Oh, okay. And he doesn't want to give you those back?
No, he says that they're his property and, like, in his portfolio, and they're on his hard drives and stuff like that, and so he's counting it as, his property. So he's not giving that back to me.
So we thought we could get him on and just talk some sense into him, Roy, be like, come on, dude, at the end of the day, is it that big of a deal? You know, maybe there's a couple pictures that aren't as racy. That's what I was going to say to him. Like, maybe if I could get Megan and him to agree to a couple photos that were less racy, like not complete nudes, then maybe that would be okay. You know, keep that for your portfolio. But the fact that he doesn't want to give those back, I hate to say it, Megan, though. And if Loren was here, she would say what, Roy? She would say, that's why I never do nude photos.
Yeah. I mean,
because legally they might be his. I don't know how that works legally. If anybody can weigh in, you can, but they might be his.
Isn't it like whenever we have to use someone else's photo on our websites, we have to like pay for it and give them credit? Like it's the photographer's photos. You know what I mean?
Right. Yes, I do. And
I
get that because it's amicable, Roy. Like Megan wants them back from her ex, and that's why, like, really, without him being here, we're not going to be able to talk him into it. But maybe, like we said, someone else can come on and tell us, like, how she could go about getting these back. Like, what would you say to him? Megan, have you begged?
I have, because we talked before, and I talked about, like, if you really want something for your portfolio and to show things, like, here's, like, a couple that you can have, but, like, we were together, like, we were married for 2 years and together for a while, so he does not need this, like, I could do a 3D rendering of my entire body from the photos that he has, and he does not need that for the portfolio, and it just makes me feel, like, kind of gross in a way, because I thought we were friends, but he's just not, I just don't think it's very gentlemanly of him.
And isn't there something, too, that you should be able to, you know, it's your body? So you should be able to say when and how sensitive photos of your body can be used. I don't know. I mean, that I know that maybe that's just like the respectful thing to do, but you would think there was some way to force him to stop. That sucks.
Yeah.
I hate it when things get all messy.
828 said, no wonder why he didn't want to come on. It's a given. Give her the pictures back. And then on somebody else texts in 704, says, sorry, it's true. His property, his hard drive, you agreed to it. They're his photos. Yeah, he should do it, but doesn't have to.
I felt like that's the case.
All right. I don't know much about it. Can you guys help us? Meg, can you hold on a minute?
Yeah.
All right. Megan's on with us. Her ex-husband will not give back these sexy boudoir photos that they took. She's saying, why keep them? Just give them back. Like, she doesn't want to have these photos floating out there.
Megan, they must be really good for him to hold on to them.
I mean, I don't look bad.
I was about to say.
All right, we got text coming in. We got someone who's an attorney who has some advice for you. We'll read that coming up. Don't go anywhere, you guys.
This is Charlotte's Morning Show. Manny, Roy, and Loren. Kiss 95.1.
Do this thing called unqualified advice where we have two people.
No, quarantine court.
Oh, I'm sorry. Quarantine court where we have two people that are stuck together. In my head, I thought I said quarantine court, but my mouth said something different.
Isn't that okay.
Funny?
Yes, it happens.
But two people, they come on the show and they discuss a dispute. And we had all that scheduled for Megan and her ex-husband, but he bailed out because, Megan, you want something back. He has some risque photos of you, and you want it back, and he's not giving it.
Megan, we're getting a lot of text messages from people. One of them is an attorney, and the attorney says this is actually a sticky situation that is very common with divorces. Legally, they're his, but if he uses them to advertise his business or post them anywhere, you have to sign off on that. So he can keep them legally, but he can't do anything with them for his portfolio, which then drives me to think, and he just wants your pervy naked photos for himself.
Oh.
Gross. That does make me feel better that he can't use them. I thought, like, in my head, there's, like, a billboard for, like, boudoir photos. Take a look at my private pics.
No. This attorney says that you can't use that. You have to sign a model release form for him to use it for advertising. Someone else says, I shoot boudoir myself, and I can't post anything without written permission.
That sounds right. I mean, and I don't know laws, but I'd believe that.
I like 704 Meg, who says, does she have something he wants? I'm sorry. Do you have anything?
I just have I have some cuffs like that he wore to our wedding. I don't think that he's going to be really attached to those.
Yeah, too bad you don't have his Xbox or his PlayStation or.
I stuffed into his house so I could.
I thought when she said cuffs, I thought she meant handcuffs, and I'm like, man, photos, handcuffs. What are y'all doing?
Just go over and steal his like remote control for his main TV. Like, that's any man's nightmare. They'll be like, okay, whatever you want, just give me the remote back.
I mean, he can't even use the photos.
He can't use the photos. So what you need to do is discuss with him at some point today. He might be listening. I guarantee you he's listening. He knew we were doing this. So, dude, you can't use them for your advertising. Just give them back to her. She honestly doesn't want you to have them.
It's gross.
910 says, gross. Let's be clear, he's going to use them.
Oh. That's gross.
He said you should him keeping them should be a compliment for you, 704 says. Is there anything inside you, Meg, that says, well, maybe it is a compliment that he still finds you really attractive?
Oh, my God. That's so disgusting. It should be a compliment that he wants to use that for private time. He's my ex-husband.
No, but maybe, like, even if he doesn't use them, he wants to keep them because he finds you attractive. Do you find that enticing at all?
No, it makes me feel disgusting as a woman.
Okay.
And isn't it weird for his future relationships when they find out that he has photos, sexy photos of his ex-wife?
Yeah.
Like, that's weird. That'd make me uncomfortable.
Yeah, so in 3 years from now, when we're doing War of the Roses with his new girlfriend and she finds your photos, we're going to go back to this and be like, well, we told him he should give them back. I don't know.
Yeah.
All right, Megan. Good luck with everything. Can you update us and let us know how it goes? Just shoot us a text or a DM and let us know what happens, okay?
Yeah, for sure.
All right. There's Megan. Thanks for coming on. What a chump that he didn't want to come on and do the quarantine court, you know?
Well, we did hammer him pretty hard. It's probably a good idea.
I know, but he could have stood up for himself.
We wouldn't have held anything back in person either. It would have been just the same if he was with us.
Hey, I got to tell you, I drove from Charlotte to Hilton Head, and I realized my wife does this when I drive, and she's like, I can't help it, and I want to see if anybody else out there does it. It's something specifically when I'm driving that she does.
Okay.
And she's like, oh, my God, I feel so bad, but I can't help it. I'll tell you what that is at about 8:35 this morning. Manny, Roy, and Loren. It's Kiss 95.1.
This is Charlotte's Morning Show. Manny, Roy, and Loren at Kiss 95.1.
So there's something my wife does, and I knew this, but it really amplified on our trip from Charlotte to Hilton Head last week, Roy. And I don't know if anybody else out there feels it when I tell you it's kind of annoying to me. Because I drive, which is fine, because Amanda, Ruby, our soon-to-be two-year-old, wants, you know, Amanda to swing into the back of the car, and it's just better for me to drive because she's more active, you know, with the kids. So,
what'd she do, tell you where to go?
No, she, whenever we come up to a car is hitting the brakes, she goes, ah! And, like, grabs on for dear life. If the car in front of us hits the brakes or starts slowing down, she goes, ah!
Yeah.
And, like, grabs on. And I'm like, babe, relax. I see the lights. You're not going to fly through the windshield. She goes, I know. I'm sorry. It's just habit. It's bad habit. I've had it my whole life.
And she also got into an accident.
She got into an accident that way. Well, even before that, though, she says, she swears it goes back to, like, even when she took road trips with her girlfriends. And if she's not driving, she's just like, you know, and she holds on. I said, you know what? I need to give her that big break that the driving school instructors have on her side, on the passenger side.
Well, she's probably been in a situation to where people have, like, slammed on the brakes and had terrified her to death. You know,
yeah.
Or maybe you are a little heavy on the brake.
Well, I'm not heavy enough is the thing. Like, because I'll see a car braking and I don't jam on the brakes right away. Like, I'll slow down. Yeah, I'll let off the gas. Interstate,
you let off the gas.
That's what I do. That's what I do, bud.
Do that.
And
that's
she goes, good. babe. And I'm like, I see it, hon. You're going to be fine. I got you.
I was always taught, and I don't know if it's right, but I was always taught when you're on the interstate, hitting your brakes should be one of the last resort things. You should try to slow it down by acceleration.
Yeah. And if a car cuts in front of us, she'll go, babe, back off the guy. And I go, Amanda, he literally just cut in front of us. I haven't even taken my cruise control off yet. And that's the other thing, too. She did drive for a little while. She did about an hour and a half of the trip on the way home. And I'm like, use cruise control. She's like, no, I never use cruise control.
What?
Yes.
Let me tell you how much I use my cruise control. Sometimes it's only going 40 miles per hour, and I'll set that bad boy.
Me too.
On.
You're a sucker. Let me tell you, you're a sucker if you're using your gas pedal. Nicole, I bet you never use your cruise control. I just know it. Like, you're probably like, I don't even know if my car has it.
Dude, I only use cruise control.
Oh, you do? Well, I'm surprised.
But only on, like, the interstate.
Yeah.
Like, I wouldn't use cruise control on South Boulevard or something.
Yeah, Roy does. Roy uses cruise control in the parking lot.
Yeah, no, not me. But I was told one time that using cruise control when it's raining is super bad. Apparently, that's not true. But I told everybody for like 5 years, I was like, don't use cruise control if it's going to rain. And I was super psycho about it.
I guess because of the hydroplaning deal?
Maybe, but come to find out, I don't think it does anything.
Yeah, I don't know. I know that especially when you drive through some of these back roads here in the Carolinas, you can just set that bad boy on and just go.
Anyway, I put that in my notes of things I wanted to talk about. I wanted to tell you guys that Amanda freaks out if somebody hits the brake. And she's like, babe, stop! And she's like, holds on to the handle.
And you feel like you're constantly having to defend yourself.
Right, exactly. Because
every time you drive, it's like you're going to court.
I want to have empathy because I'm working on that. And I want to be like, honey, I understand. But I get after a while, I'm like, I got it. Anyway, all right, quick break. When we come back, we got to keep Nicole on the spotlight, Roy. She's supposed to have something in her big in her life is supposed to happen this week. And because of COVID-19, it's not happening.
Okay.
All right, we'll discuss with her around 8:50.
This is Charlotte's Morning Show. Manny, Roy, and Loren. Kiss 95.1.
Something big was supposed to be going down for producer Nicole this week, and I'm kind of bummed out that it's not happening for her, Roy.
What is it?
With COVID-19, her class reunion was canceled.
Oh.
Yeah. How many years, Nicole?
Oh, it's my 10-year reunion.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Is it?
Yeah, the 10 years is a good time to get back together with everyone. Roy.
What?
I know that producer. Why are you so mad?
No, I'm not mad.
Oh, okay. I said, Roy, you go, what? I know producer Nicole can't do hers, and I know Loren wasn't invited to hers, and we talked about that like 2 years ago. But I forget. Have you been? Or is there supposed to be one for you?
It's supposed to be my 10-year anniversary as well, and either I'm not invited, or it's not happening, and I don't even know how. Like, how does that even happen? Like, do you get an invitation in the mail? And if so, how do they know where I live? And if it's done by Facebook, I just now logged on to Salem High School class of 2010, and there's only 26 members of this group, and the last post was changing the cover photo. So
it sounds happening.
Like, I don't even know if it's happening.
What year did you graduate?
2010.
Yeah, so you'd be coming up ten years too.
So I guess my thing is how do you know if there's going to be a high school reunion? Like how'd you find out, Manny? Did they send you something in the mail?
Yeah, it was a pretty big deal. Like this one girl ran
snail mail.
No, this one girl ran it, and she wanted everybody's email, Susie. And Susie was like, hey, you know, make sure you pass this along. Here's the emails I'm missing from the class of 1993. If anybody knows their emails, pass them along. And that started in, like, December, and we ended up having a reunion that June.
Would you like to know how they do it in 2020?
Sure.
Facebook.
No, do they? Well, I bet, yeah.
But, you know, I'm friends with some of my other, you know, high school classmates, and no one's told me anything, and... And to be quite frank, I don't even know if I'd want to go back.
Yes. So mine happened like 2020. I graduated in 2010. So this would be the 10 year. And I would say probably back in January or February, or maybe February, March, they create someone. It was actually our class president. She created a Facebook event. And I'm actually friends with her. So she sent me the direct link to it because she's now here in Charlotte. But, in the description, she said, hey, whoever you are friends with from the class of 2010, extend this invite
right
to them. So we were supposed to, it was supposed to be in Raleigh, but now we're going to try and cater it towards homecoming weekend in this fall.
Doing a virtual thing isn't on the table. What you're trying to do is something in the fall.
Yeah. So, yeah, no virtual. They wanted the in-person experience. So as of right now, it's a tentative date in October.
Yeah, I got really drunk at mine because all we did was drink, Roy. Mine was mm-hmm. a 20-year high school reunion in 2013.
Sheesh.
I know.
Did you,
I graduated in
93. 7 years ago?
Yeah.
You've been talking about a 20-year anniversary 7 years ago?
20-year reunion 7 years ago, yes. And you talk so much with the people. And believe me.
No, you probably talk so much.
No, I didn't.
And I bet you were obnoxious, too. Like, you probably saw someone that worked at the school at the reunion, and you're like, hey, can't yell at me now. I'm too old. I can do what I want.
Yeah, two teachers did show up, and I thought that was weird. But apparently nobody else did, so I didn't really make a big deal out of it. But you talk so much, you don't eat. And when you talk, you drink. And then you sit there and you drink. And then somebody's going to go to the bar and get another drink because it's all prepaid. You know?
What?
It's all prepaid. Like, we paid, you know, $200, and you get food and drink, and then plus, the room they rented, it all comes out of your money. So, you know, and then I was really hammered by the end of it. We went to this after party. This one girl married the guy who works for Nike. You know what he does? I'm not even joking. He, like, stamps the bottom of the shoe. Like, he owns the company that, like, Nike has to pay, or all sneaker companies have to pay to stamp the bottom of the shoe. We went to that monstrosity of a house. It was huge. Monstrous home. Somebody broke out God's good green earth.
Okay.
Next thing you know, I hit that. And I'm sitting on the patio talking to some kid who was in the class and I had no idea who he was. And I was trying to be cool, you know? And I was just so wasted.
Sounds about right.
It's so typical.
Trying to be cool.
Trying to be cool. Trying to be like, hey, bro, how's it going? Everything's good. And then I went and found my friend. And I'm like, we got to go. I got to go home.
I'm pretty excited for mine. I think mine's going
to
be
good.
I remember as a kid, I used to like dream of, oh, in 10 years, I'll be so rich and I'll show up in a limousine and blah, blah, blah.
Meanwhile, you're trying to save up to get a new ceiling.
Yeah. My house is falling apart.
Meanwhile, your chimney leaks.
I drive a 10-year-old Ford Taurus that breaks down every 2 seconds.
Yeah, man. It's tough when you get to be this age and you go back to your reunion and it's not nearly as cool as you thought it was going to be.
I had that moment last night because Kylie asked me, she was like, how long has it been? And I said, 10 years. But before I said 10 years, I thought it in my head and I was like, it's been 10 years. Like, am I where I thought I would be 10 years?
Yeah.
Nope.
And a lot of people thought my job was really cool, but I think also they didn't want to wear it out about that because you talk more about high school times and it's remember when is the conversation.
Cute.
And I'm definitely not going because if I have to talk about high school times, I hated it then. I'm going to hate it now.
Yeah. Like a lot of people want to know, like, who's the most famous celebrity that you ever met, you know? And then, like, who did you hate? Who did you like? Like, I got a better story for you. My co-host just ran through a wall. Like the Kool-Aid man. You want to talk about that? They're like, no, tell us more about Gwen Stefani. So it was fun. Yeah. I feel bad for you. Well, hopefully it happens. And I feel bad for Loren. She wasn't even invited to hers.
Yeah, I was on the first round of invites.
What the hell's wrong with you people?
I don't know.
What kind of a crew is this?
Play a song.
All right, we'll do a song. We're going to come back. We got to talk about the School's Out shout out hotline, how you can hear your name on the radio. We'll do that coming up just after 9 plus. I got a personal private update on the Lori Vallow case. And it's not public yet, and I'll share that information just because I don't care, and I feel like it needs to be out there. We'll do it after 9.
I just want to say I love y'all's show. I listen to y'all every morning.
Well, honk your horn and flash your lights for the MRL show. We appreciate it.
This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Lorraine.
It's called the School's Out Shout-Out Hotline, Roy.
It is, and we understand that, you know, for those of you who thought you were going to have a normal school year and you didn't have it, maybe you didn't get to say goodbye to your friends just like you thought, but we're giving you the power to run the radio station and shout out whoever you want. All you have to do is call a number and tell us your name, which school, and you can shout them out.
Yeah, we'll give you that number here in a second. And if you need it, if you can't write it down or remember it, then you got to go to at the MRL show on our Insta. The more that we collect, the more that we'll play. We'll play them as they come in. It's a toll-free number, which is good.
It's not toll-free.
Oh, it's local.
It's local, yeah.
But here's examples of what you can do on the School's Out Shout-Out Hotline. Listen to this.
My name is Jake, and I'm in fourth grade from Gaston Christian. I want to shout-out to Ms. Thornburg, who's my fourth grade teacher, because she taught me a lot of new stuff, and she made my grades go up. So I want that shout-out. Thank you.
I love that one. We've played that one before. And you that mentioned that maybe the teacher was paid off to get the grades to go up.
It sounded like the kid was talking about the teacher magically made the grades go up. So look into that.
It's because the teacher worked so hard and was such a good teacher to that student.
Right.
Also, we'd love to get shout outs from adults too. Listen to this.
We want to give a shout out to Miss Kelly from Jacob Ross. Thanks for being a great sixth grade teacher, Startown Elementary School. Woo!
Yes, I love that. So if you're a teacher and you want to shout out your students, or maybe you're a student and you want to shout out a coach or anybody who works on the faculty or the staff of a school, or you're a parent and you want to shout out your kids, especially the 2020 graduates, then use our hotline to do it, and we'll play back those announcements at 650, 750, 850, and 950, again, as they come in.
Sure. The number to call is 704-899-4071. That's 704-899-4071.
1-800-899-4071. And again, we'll get that number up on our socials on Instagram at the MRL show, which you should be following us anyway.
Yeah.
You better be following us.
Yep. And on kiss951.com and, of course, our Facebook page, Kiss Mornings. But today I actually had to take my son, Dean, Roy, to his elementary school is doing a parade. All the teachers are coming by to say goodbye. So that's their way of doing it. So we're going to post up in our little clubhouse parking lot and watch the teachers go through. And Dean's made a sign, so he'll hold the sign up. And we get to say goodbye. So teachers are definitely doing it. But use our hotline to get your voice out there, too. And I think it's kind of cool. It's always cool to get your voice on the radio anyway, I thought.
You know what I think? You know how, like, before you had to give teachers, you know, tissues and all these other things? We're going to need to be giving teachers gas cards to compensate all the traveling they've done. You know what I mean?
I know. It's true. I think Dean, you know, Dean's teacher, I think, lives in, like, Huntersville and works in Waxhaw. That's not an easy ride.
No.
So, all right. Well, thanks to all the teachers. Congratulations to the class of 2020. The School's Out shout-out hotline. Get your call right now and leave those messages. Have the kids do it. Teachers, you do it too. Anybody, faculty, staff, 704-899-4071. All right. We'll do a quick break when we come back. There was a major breaking news story yesterday, Roy, in the Lori Vallow case.
Okay.
And, you know, I've mentioned that I know Lori. I've met Lori personally several times, and I have a person who is very close with Lori that I know, and I got some news that broke yesterday along with the news that the media was putting out there. I'll share it with you guys coming up just around 9:20 this morning on KISS.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
A lot of people were DMing us and shooting texts and said, hey, did you guys see the Lori Vallow update on the case? And for those people that might not know, Roy, what would be the quickest explanation? Because it is a crazy case.
The quickest? Okay. I'll try. So Lori Vallow, her kids went missing, and she wouldn't tell or cooperate with the police and tell where they were. She then ran off to Hawaii with this guy named Chad Daybell, which is kind of like a cult leader. He writes these books about the end of the world, and people kind of put him up in this cult-like status. And they were kind of hiding out in Hawaii. Well, they ended up charging Lori Vallow because she couldn't produce her kids. And now there's an update in the case.
Yeah, and the strange thing is that basically a lot of people around Lori and her husband Chad are dead, including both spouses, Lori's brother, and a bunch of other crazy turns. And so I know Lori personally. I've mentioned this on the show when it broke a couple months ago, right before COVID-19. This was all the talk. I've never said on the radio how I know the person, and I'm gonna leave that out. But I know somebody very well that knows Lori, and they found human remains, Roy, at Chad, her now husband's home in Idaho, in the backyard. And the media reports are saying that the bones were found, and there's no other details, but they do know they're human remains. I have on good source that it's two bodies that were found tightly wrapped in plastic in a septic tank. That is not a good sign. They've arrested Chad. He hasn't been arrested. He's since been arrested after they found the bones. They kind of thought, see, I had heard from this person too that Chad was going to be arrested a long time ago.
Okay.
But the police, I guess, were really taking their time to build a case. And on top of it, they couldn't do the digging in Idaho because there was snow everywhere and it was messing with their tracking. But they had an idea that they needed to go there. It just took them a long time to do it.
Okay.
So that's the update that I have, the little inside piece of information. I don't know anything more. The person didn't tell me whether it was, you know, them for sure, but the person was very upset, obviously, that this is how this case is going. But the person that I also know doesn't think that the kids are alive anyway, unfortunately.
If, like, from the beginning, they thought, like, a long time ago,
Even from the beginning, yeah.
Well, I mean, once it's been, you know, what did they say, more than, like, 48 hours? You know, they say then it's typically not a good sign. Because how can you hide a human? It's very difficult.
Well, yeah, and Lori did an interview, and so did her mom and her sister, two other people that I know really well, and they were both saying that they think that Lori is afraid that her ex-husband, who's dead now, his family would come after the kids, so they hid them in a bunker to keep them safe and away from the kids. That was their explanation.
I wonder what they think now.
I don't know. I think they're backing her.
Still backing her?
I think so, yeah.
You can't hide people. I just posted this on my Twitter yesterday about this girl who faked her death because she didn't want to go to jail. She lasted 2 days. 2 days until they found her. Now, granted, she was dumb, and they found her in her home closet. Yeah. But still, like, I mean, I would say that after, like, you can't really hide a human for more than a week. Like, I couldn't genuinely hide for that long. Somebody would spot me.
Yeah, that's true. And because I watched the first 48, and these detectives are really, really good. And I know the police are under a magnifying glass right now, and we do know there's a lot of bad cops out there, but there's a tremendous amount of great cops
who
listen to this show and who always send us text messages telling them thanks for our backing. And you'll always have our backing. You know, we all agree.
Sure. But hopefully you, the good ones, can recognize the bad
That's
ones.
That's what I was going to say. We can all agree that there's bad apples, right?
I'm friends with one on Facebook, and unfortunately, it just seems like he is all taking it too personal. And I'm like, you need to zoom out, bud. Mm. If you don't think there's a problem, zoom out.
Did you see that Cops is canceled after 31 years and Live PD is now on the bubble?
I liked those shows.
Cops will end after 31 years. The original show ran on Fox for 25 years. Then it was picked up by Spike TV and went on for 6 more years. And it was pulled in the aftermath of George Floyd's death. And according to, I think it was Insider I was reading on Twitter, the reason why they're pulling it is because the police had the final say on what aired. And if they wanted something edited out, the producers of Cops had to abide by their editing rules.
Yeah, I remember somebody broke down the difference between the two shows on why it just seemed more, you know, raw and different when you watch Live PD. And it was because the way the producers for Cops pitched it is that they would go to the police departments and they'd say, hey, we want to show your police department in a good light. And they would give them that kind of control.
Mm-hmm.
You know, team us with your best officer. You know, we'll make sure we, you know, kind of frame this well for you.
Yeah, yeah. And so Live PD, a very popular show, Live PD, was pulled last weekend. And unlike Cops, Live PD literally is live, probably on a couple minutes delay, but the network is still evaluating the right time to bring it back. So that's interesting. But now more than ever, I think they need to show that, you know?
Sure.
And just let people see an insight as to what happens on a daily basis with the police departments.
Especially right now with what's going on. Like, I was CMPD's now Facebooking for the protest, Facebook Live video of the protest.
Okay.
So, you know, I think people need to see.
Yeah, from their side. Absolutely. Okay. Well, you know, we do know that we have a lot of law enforcement officials that listen to the show. So thanks for doing what you do. We appreciate it. And thanks to everybody out there who's making a difference.
This is Manny, Roy, and Loren. Kiss 95.1.
Senior and Audrey Kell, we have Caden on with the Manny, Roy, and the Rim Morning Show. Good morning, Caden.
Good morning.
Caden, it's so awesome to have you on. You just graduated this morning. Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
So what did Audrey Kell do? Where did you get your diploma? How'd you get it?
Yeah, so it was a drive-through kind of thing. So I drove to go take my picture, and then I got my diploma, and I got one of my senior awards from the award ceremony, and it was really fun. I got to see my rock on the way out, so it was very nice to come full circle.
And speaking of that rock, for people that don't go to Audrey Kell, can you explain what the rock is?
Yeah, so a rock is like our spirit rock. So it's a rock that you can put your birthday, or if you have a spirit week, you put messages on that way. It's things just to get the word out, and you can see it from the road. It's a huge rock, so people paint it, and it's decorated usually. All year round.
And you had to decorate the Audrey Kell rock not once, but twice. Tell everyone the first time you decorated, what did you do?
I decorated it for the Black Lives Matter movement to make sure that all our black students at our school felt welcomed and to show our message of it. It was really fun. I did it with me and five of my friends all day. And it took a long time. It was beaming hot, but it was so much fun to do that.
And what day was that?
I think that was Thursday afternoon.
Thursday of last week. Okay. And then there's a video that went viral here locally in Charlotte of Kaden in tears in front of the Rock. Tell everyone what happened.
Yeah, so I woke up and I got a bunch of texts and I went on Snapchat and I saw all these photos of like what it looked like and I couldn't believe it. I really didn't know what to think. And I go downstairs, I'm like, Mom, Dad, the Rock, everything was vandalized and it was awful. It was really, really awful. But, you know, we came back stronger and I posted on Instagram the video and I said, anyone who wanted to come, you can go. And people came. I did not expect that many people to come. But it was like literally a community event where people were on the side of the road with the posters and
I've seen videos. There's like hundreds of people out there.
Yeah, it was crazy. I really expected only a couple more of my friends, but it really turned into a community event. It was really beautiful.
I was one of those people. I took my son and my daughter. My son's 7, and he kind of knows what's going on. And we've always taught, Kaden, we've always taught my son Dean about equality. Roy is openly gay. Our producer Nicole is openly gay. We call our radio show, you know, Safe for Everybody. And that's the way I do my life off the air as well. Everybody's equal. We see color. We have to recognize the struggles and accept people, right? And
right, 100%.
So we went, and all Dean wanted to know is if he could put his handprint on the Rock, because everybody was putting their handprints on the Rock. I'm like, buddy, are you learning anything? Are you taking in a vibe here? He's like, Dad, can I put my handprint on the Rock? I'm like, I don't think so. We don't have gloves. We're not doing that.
And do people believe that a student defaced it or another student defaced it and vandalized it? Or was it like an adult? Does anyone know?
We have no idea. We're trying to get a camera out there because the camera wasn't there. So our cameras don't reach that far. But so I guess that we couldn't see it. I mean, I don't know the official thing. It could have been a student. There's just been rumors around, but nothing fully evident.
Yeah, the Rock looks better than ever. And you guys can check it out. We posted it at kiss951.com and at the MRL show. So many great African-American students have come through that school, and all races, quite honestly. And Audrey Kell's an interesting spot because it's the suburbs. And unfortunately, when you go to the suburbs, you're dealing with people that aren't comfortable. And I hate that. Like, that so needs to change. And you guys are leading the change, Kaden.
Thank you so much. Yeah, it's been amazing. Just the community there and just feeling loved. And it's even Lowe's supported it. They paid for all the paint, everything we needed. They were so nice. Wow. And it's just been so crazy. To think of like Lowe's doing that, and I'm just so appreciative, and it's insane. It feels amazing.
That's really nice of them.
Yeah,
that's really nice. Well, thank you for joining the show. Tell us what happened. I'm sorry that happened, but at least a good thing came out of it.
Tremendous thing. And now you're off to college. What are we doing?
Yes, I'm going to UNC Chapel Hill on the 415 scholarship.
A Tar Heel.
Yes. I'm super excited.
Kaden, you enjoy today. You earned it. You deserved it. What a story. Thanks for coming on with us, and good luck with everything, okay?
Okay, thank you so much for having me.
Manny, Roy, and Loren. Kiss 95.1.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.